In one of Mogadishu camps, we encounter Halima Mohammed, a mother of six. Halima is an internally displaced person in Tarabun camp and hails from Marka town after fleeing clashes between Somali government forces backed by AMISOM and Al-Shabaab fighters.
We fled from Markar town as fighting for control of that town raged. I was 2 months pregnant then, and I feared that we will be caught in the possible crossfire.
Inside this shanty house with no proper facilities to even call a home, Halima courageously gave birth to quadruplets, three girls and a baby boy, with help from her mother and an older sister. Unfortunately, the little boy passed away hours after birth, leaving Halima a mother of triplets. Halima Mohammed gave birth to quadruplets inside this shanty house without the proper medical attention as compared to the developed world, thus putting her life and that of her newborns at risk. With newborns seen as blessing in Somali tradition, Halima's mother says that the newborns will increase the burden of the rather poor family who rely on help from aid agencies.
We've been living in the camps together with my husband and six other children. My daughter joined us with three children while she was expectant. Now things will be much more complicated as she has brought us three other children.
For Halima's friends, all they can offer her is concern and sympathy, since they are similar to her and depend on well wishes for help. Until recently, Halima called this shanty bush house her home, but well wishes later moved her and her newborns to an iron sheet room.
We lived in a polythene house that can't protect us from sun, wind, or rain. And to make things worse, we don't know if stray bullets or mortar shells can land on us at any time.
Halima recalls hearing from her husband 8 months ago as she came to Mogadishu. She says that with the security situation in Somalia, she can't confirm whether he is alive or dead. There are no proper health institutions in Mogadishu, coupled with a shortage of professional doctors. The Water Nation has been engulfed in conflict for 20 years, and the greatest risk to women's lives is not war, but birth.
I'll stay here in Mogadishu until the security situation improves. I don't want my children to grow up in a conflict zone. I also appeal to the international community and the Muslim world to assist us.
According to UNICEF, child and maternal mortality rates for Somalia are amongst the highest in the world. One out of every 10 Somali children dies before seeing their first birthday. UNICEF also estimates that one out of every 12 women dies due to pregnancy-related causes, with access to maternal services low, with only 9% of births being attended by a skilled birth attendant. Abdulaziz Bilo, Press TV, Mogadishu.